The Norwood Builder and Other Stories by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Retold by F.H. Cornish. Published by Macmillan Education, a division of Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2013. Recorded and produced by Tom Dick and Debbie Productions. The Norwood Builder. Chapter 1. The Most Unhappy Man. The case which I call the Norwood Builder began for us in a very dramatic way. Holmes and I had just finished a late breakfast one morning, and we were talking in our sitting room in Baker Street. Holmes was about to open his morning newspaper when we heard a lot of noise outside. A moment later, someone was knocking at the door, very hard. Then the door opened, and a young man rushed in. His face was pale, and his fair hair and his clothes were untidy. His blue eyes were frightened. He had obviously been running, and he was breathing heavily.
"You've got to help me, Mr. Holmes," he said desperately. "The police are following me. Oh, the scandal will break my poor mother's heart."
"Sit down, please," Holmes said. "This is my friend and helper, Dr. Watson. Please tell us who you are."
"I'm that most unhappy man, John Hector Macfarlane," he replied. He obviously thought that we would recognise the name, but we did not. "Mr. Holmes, if the police arrive, please make them wait," the young man went on. "Don't let them arrest me until I've told you my story."
"Why do they want to arrest you?" asked Holmes in surprise. "What crime will they charge you with?"
"They'll charge me with murder, Mr. Holmes, but I haven't killed anyone," he replied. "But I will be happy to go to prison if I know that Sherlock Holmes is investigating my case."
Holmes is a tall, thin man with long fingers and a long neck. His eyes are like a fierce bird's eyes. Now he looked very carefully at our visitor. "I know that you're not married and that you're a lawyer," said Holmes. "I know that your lungs are not good. But I know nothing else about you, and I do not recognise your name." I knew my friend's methods, and I could understand what he was thinking. The man's clothes were untidy, so he was probably unmarried. We could see that there were legal papers in his pockets, so he was certainly a lawyer. We could hear his heavy breathing, so it was obvious that he had an illness of the lungs. Everything that Holmes has said was obvious, but the young man seemed surprised.
"That's amazing," he said. "But if you'd opened your newspaper this morning, you would have recognised my name."
The man opened the newspaper, which Holmes had put on the table, and pointed dramatically to a headline. Then he held the paper up so we could both see it. "Mysterious crime committed in Norwood. A well-known builder is missing. The police think that he has been murdered, and they are searching for a suspect."
"And I am the suspect," our visitor said.